Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And not surprisingly, the suspected murder-suicide in Dublin dominating the front pages today. The Irish Sun, Dad and Son murder-suicide horror. A father is suspected of murdering his 12-year-old son before taking his own life in West Dublin yesterday. Oisín O'Reilly's body was discovered at his Clondalkin home just after the body of Dad Wayne was found. The Irish Independent on the front page, father in murder-suicide made threat to kill son. A father suspected of murdering his 12-year-old son in their Dublin home before taking his own life had previously been accused of threatening to kill the boy. Oisín O'Reilly and his father were found dead in different houses yesterday morning. And obviously the Garda investigation continues and we'll have post-mortems which will determine the course of that Garda investigation. Elsewhere, the other big story in the front pages is about the Mercosur deal, which we knew yesterday by about 10 o'clock from China, actually, Micheál Martin saying in China that Ireland will vote against the deal. And the Irish Independent says there were last-minute ructions within Fianna Fáil over fears that the government plans to back the Mercosur trade deal ahead of a crucial EU vote today. Apparently, Taoiseach Micheál Martin obviously announced that Ireland would not be supporting the trade deal, but apparently this is because backbenchers voiced strong opposition in an internal WhatsApp group, with some warning they would be on the wrong side of their constituents if they supported it. Irish Daily Mail says that the independents reckon that they won the fight on Mercosur. Independent TDs and Fianna Fáil backbenchers mounted a successful last-minute campaign against the Mercosur trade deal to put pressure on the Taoiseach to vote against it. Although it does look like the EU is going to ratify it, so you may have won the battle, but you've lost the war there, because while Ireland is going against it, along with some other countries, it looks like the EU is set to ratify and go for the Mercosur deal. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner, it's interesting. So all the politicians over the past few days have been giving out about X and Grok, except now for Minister Patrick O'Donovan, who says responsibility lies with users rather than X. So Patrick O'Donovan is Communications Minister, and as the Examiner says, in a break with his government counterparts, Mr. O'Donovan said it's reprehensible for people to use AI to generate explicit images without consent, but he did not lay the blame on X. And Grok is designed to perform a multitude of functions, but users have been using Grok to edit images and nudify people. But Patrick O'Donovan is saying that users are to blame for this and not X itself, which is quite interesting. I was telling you in recent days about how users have been trying to get children's images, to get, you know, children nude on X, but also people were trying to get they're asking questions about what would this child look like when they're a grown adult for some reason. The creepiest thing I saw yesterday was someone had a picture up of their deceased father and someone else asked Grok to change that picture of the dead dad into one with the dad wearing a bikini, and Grok did it. So it's quite creepy, but anyway, apparently it's users at fault, not social media. Now, the Irish Times says breastfeeding may lower mothers' later life risks of depression and anxiety for 10 years after pregnancy. This is a new Irish study. Researchers say it's not clear if these lower risks might persist even longer term after 10 years. So they're linking breastfeeding with cuts to depression. This is a small observational study published in the British Medical Journal. So this is another benefit now to breastfeeding. Although I have to say, when I read articles like this, I really feel for mothers because I just think they're judged the whole time, no matter what they do. Watch your bike is the warning in the Irish Independent, because there's a lot of people out robbing bikes. More than 25,000 bicycles have been reported stolen across Ireland since 2019. It's about 5,000 a year. However, campaigners reckon that up to 3/4 of victims never report their bikes stolen. So we have 10, 15, 20,000 bikes actually being robbed a year, but about 5,000 being reported. as stolen. One guy is in the Irish Independent, Sean Malone, saying how his bike, valued at €1,500, was stolen just before Christmas Eve while he was visiting a friend near the Three Arena. Now, he did lock up his bike. He had a 90-euro lock on his bike, but the thieves used a hammer and an angle grinder. And I suppose if you have tools like that, there's no point having a lock on the bike because they're just going to rob it anyway. And one of the thieves swung a hammer in his friend's face, and Mr. Malone was backed into a hotel by another thief who was holding an angle grinder. All of this over a bike. It's absolutely frightening. He says he left the bike in a place where he thought was secure. His bike still hasn't been recovered, and he reckons he'll never see it again. So not only are they robbing bikes, but they're also attacking people as well. Here's an interesting question in the Times of London. Now, we had this recently. Is darts really a sport? Some people say yes, some people say no. Now the question, is golf really a sport? So we have the managing partner of a luxury gym company, the Equinox Group, who says golf is not exercise. You're hitting a little white ball around a golf course, using a golf cart and drinking at the ninth hole. And he says that golf is not exercise. And then we have groups like England Golf, which is the governing body for amateur golf in the UK, mounting a vigorous defence of the game and saying it has various health benefits. I think both darts and golf are sport. Like, you do a lot of walking in golf, except, of course, if you are in the golf bogey, then I suppose it's not really exercise as well. But anyway, this is the big debate of the day in the papers. Also, if you're a dog owner, your dogs are eavesdropping on you. This is also in the Times. And you know the way some dog owners spell out the word W-A-L-K because they're afraid their dog might overhear it? Actually, you're dead right to do it, because dogs are not only great eavesdroppers, but they can even learn new words just by overhearing their owners talking with each other. So parents have to be careful by swearing around toddlers in case toddlers pick up on it. Now you have to be careful what you say in front of your dog, not to your dog, but in front of your dog. I noticed this with my dog. I can't say the word teeth, because then my dog will think that they're getting a treat for their teeth. And you have to watch the word dinner and walk as well. So your dog Fido is eavesdropping on you. Final story comes from The Eye. We're all familiar with salt and vinegar, cheese and onion. Well, now they're a thing of the past, because Gen Z are turning to more unusual food combinations. We have a new survey out showing all the weird combinations that people prefer, which are French fries and vanilla ice cream together. That's number one, followed by dark chocolate and sea salt. Yeah, I can get on board with that. Maple syrup and bacon, pickles and fried chicken, popcorn and chili, mango and chili powder, coffee and orange zest, pickles and cheese toasty, watermelon and feta cheese, and cinnamon and sweet potato fries. They're the things that Gen Z prefer to pair together. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.